The Army has been moving users into the new email system since February. Out of roughly 1.4 million users headed to the cloud managed by the Defense Information Systems Agency, fewer than 9% have moved so far. The Army had hoped to speed up the pace of the migration this summer, but instead decided it needed to put the operation on hold a month ago. Lieutenant General Susan Lawrence is the Army's Chief Information Officer.
A couple things have happened, second and third order effects, as we did this. One was enterprise email is working great. But what we've uncovered is a pretty dirty network after 10 years of war. No standards, 300 DAAs thinking they can direct what happens on the network, units buying software not compatible with another application, no desktop standardization. So we can just kind of go down the whole list of how we just weren't very disciplined over the last 10 years.
Lawrence speaking this morning at an AFSEA event in Northern Virginia. Enterprise email has forced the Army to impose discipline and fix long-standing network issues. A good thing, in Army leaders' view, even if it's delayed the move to the new system.
I put us into an operational pause, and I said, we've got to go clean the network up first. I don't want to do this, then clean the network up. And so a lot of hard work's been done, a lot of fixes have been made. It's a new network.
The Army says the pause has paid off. When they put the migration on hold, users were reporting problems, and leaders said they were not satisfied with the system's performance. At one Army base, Aberdeen Proving Ground, users submitted 500 trouble tickets regarding the enterprise email system in just 1 week. Among the issues the Army and DISA have been working to fix, non-standardized desktop configurations and firewalls, misconfigured networking equipment, and at individual Army bases, software patches that need to be applied to make the transition go smoothly were only in place about 80% of the time at the start of the operational pause. The Army says that's now up to around 95%, and Lauren says it's time to start moving the migration forward again.
I'm going to have them do a series of tests, 3,500 a night pause, 3,500 a night pause, 3,500 a night pause. Once you get those 10,000 moved, do the AAR, make sure we have all the processes right, we're ready to go, we fixed everything on the network, and then we're going to take off like gangbusters. And we will be done in 6 to 9 months.
Along with the Army, DISA is bringing joint DoD organizations into its email cloud as well. Those include U.S. Transportation Command, European Command, Africa Command, and the Defense Logistics Agency. And Rear Admiral David Simpson, DISA's vice director, says enterprise email is serving as a forcing function at his agency as well, as it transitions to being a huge provider of private cloud services. He says there have been growing pains, even with the 90,000 email users they're serving so far.
For those users that are up on it, it's a fantastic system. But we're learning in DISA that 90,000 isn't 1.5 million. And you've got to have a services orientation, really, to scale up to that. So as DISA enters into more of the provisioning of enterprise services role, we've got to take on a services management framework orientation. So what you've seen in the GSM, I think, is just really the lead effort for what will increasingly be a DISA that uses the IT services framework to provision services.
Army IT leaders say moving 1.4 million users into a single new email system would be a huge undertaking, even on a mature, well-designed enterprise network. But that's not what the Army started with.
You know, anybody that's put anything new into the Army knows how hard this is. I mean, it will come with bumps, and you just got to work through it. But what I want is this to be the most positive user experience that we can have. And I have no deadline facing us that says I must be done by this date. I just know that it is the number one thing we have to get done for single identity to get into this total environment that we want to operate in. And continue again to make sure all our processes are right, that I personally talk to our senior individuals on the network and they're satisfied, then we'll rip the Band-Aid and get going again. So I anticipate we'll lift the pause sometime in the month of September.
Lauren says the Army views enterprise email as a key first step in getting to the single unified network it envisions in the coming years. Part of that vision is to have a single digital identity that works on IT systems across not just the Army, but the entire military. And having one identity and one network, she says, will let soldiers train on the same systems they use to fight. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.